The Secret of Platform 13 by Eva Ibbotson. Read by Sean Thomas. If you went into a school nowadays and said to the children, "What is a gump?" you would probably get some very silly answers. "It's a person without a brain," a child might say, or "It's a camel whose hump has got stuck," or even "It's a kind of chewing gum." But once, this wasn't so. Once, every child in the land could have told you that a gump was a special mound, a grassy bump on the earth, and that in this bump was a hidden door, which opened every so often to reveal a tunnel which led to a completely different world. They would have known that every country has its own gump, and that in Great Britain the gump was in a place called the Hill of the Cross of Kings, not far from the River Thames. And they would have known that this particular gump opened for exactly 9 days every 9 years, and not 1 second longer, and that nothing would open the door once the time was up. But the children forgot. Everyone forgot. And yet the gump is still there. It is under Platform 13 of King's Cross Railway Station, and the secret door is behind the wall of the old gentleman's cloakroom. No one uses the platform now. They have built newer, smarter platforms with rows of shiny luggage trolleys and slot machines and television screens which show you how late your train is going to be. But Platform 13 is different. The clock has stopped. Spiders have spun their webs across the cloakroom door. There's a left luggage office with a notice saying, "Not in use." And inside it is an umbrella which a lady left on the 5:25 from Doncaster, the year of the Queen's Silver Jubilee. Yet when people tried to pull down that part of the station and redevelop it, something always went wrong. An architect who wanted to build shops there suddenly came out in awful boils and went to live in Spain. And when they tried to relay the tracks for electricity, the surveyor said the ground wasn't suitable. It was as though people knew something about Platform 13, but they didn't know what. But in every city there are those who have not forgotten the old days or the old stories. The ghosts, for example. Ernie Hobbs, the railway porter who'd spent all his life working at King's Cross and still liked to haunt round the trains, he knew. And so did his friend, the ghost of a cleaning lady called Mrs. Partridge, who used to scrub out the parcels office. The people who plodged about in the sewers under the city and came up occasionally through the manholes beside the station, they knew. And so, in their own way, did the pigeons. They knew that the gump was still there, and they knew where it led. By a long, misty and mysterious tunnel to a secret cove where a ship waited to take those who wished it to an island so beautiful that it took the breath away. The people who lived on it just called it the island. Years and years ago it was joined to the mainland, but then it broke off and floated away. With the floating island, of course, came the people who were living on it. Sensible people who understood that everyone did not have to have exactly two arms and legs, but might be different in shape and different in the way they thought. So they lived peacefully with ogres who had one eye. They didn't leap into the sea every time they saw a mermaid. They simply said, "Good morning." They lived in peace with the animals, too. There were a lot of interesting animals on the island. Giant birds who laid eggs the size of kettle drums, and brolicans like blobs of jelly, and seahorses which galloped in the waves. But it was the mist makers that the people of the island loved the most. These endearing animals are found nowhere else in the world. They are white and small with soft fur all over their bodies, rather like baby seals. But they don't have flippers. They have short legs and big feet like puppies. Their black eyes are huge and moist, and they pant a little as they move because they look rather like small pillows, and they don't like going very fast. The mist makers weren't just nice. They were exceedingly important. Because as the years passed and newspapers were washed up on the shore with stories of the world above, the islanders became more and more determined to be left alone. Of course, they knew that some modern inventions were good, like electric blankets to keep people's feet warm in bed or fluoride to stop their teeth from rotting, but there were other things they didn't like at all, like nuclear weapons or